it's a little bit of a welcome relief, that's for sure. I mean, we've been socked in here with all the snow, and the snow has led to the fog and stuff. So it'd be nice to get the sun back out. I know that's for sure. I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, thankfully, there is a system that'll pass just to our south here by the looks here on Wednesday. But overall, right now, the weather pattern favors a lot of what we call ridging aloft. The simple way to think about that is just a lot of high pressure overhead. It's the storm track itself. It's going to be actually moving to our south. And that's good news for us because that means generally a little bit of a dry spell for us. And like I said, that's a bit of a welcome relief since we've been getting all the snow and especially the ice. There's still folks I've been seeing the past couple of days actually still digging out. Had to help someone get out of their car yesterday. So this will be a nice little welcome relief for sure to help get some snow melted as well.
And we've avoided really any type of bitter cold temperatures, and it looks like it's going to stay that way this week?
Yes, that's correct. So we're looking right now for generally highs in the 30s for right now. I'll take a look here quickly. But generally, that seems to be the pattern right now. I mean, we still got to get rid of the snow on the ground here. So that snow is obviously going to hold our temps down quite a bit, unfortunately. So once we get rid of most of that, we should start to see a little bit milder temperatures here. But, yeah, generally highs here in the 30s, maybe in some 20s over the snow cover. So we're not really going to stray too much away from this pattern in the extended.
And then in terms of potential impact for the next winter storm system, is there anything in the near future after this week that is brewing?
Potentially this weekend, but there's still a lot of variability on this. The models, unfortunately, way out in the extended don't generally hold on to their systems very well this time of year. There's a lot of what we call phasing going on, which means the energies up in the atmosphere are just kind of shifting around, and the models don't generally handle those things very well. So the wintertime is when we heavily stress to pay attention to the forecast, because things literally change with every single run, and everything runs like maybe even depending on the run, like 2 or 4 times a day. So literally every single run is going to be different. So nothing concrete at the moment. So generally right now I expect a dry and quiet long term.